AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. And boy, oh boy, in these times, nothing brightens up the day more than wintry conditions in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Oh, God. Matt, Eric, it hasn't warmed up at all today, has it?
I don't think so. Not really. My car was still entombed in ice when I just drove it.
I just did a Grant LaFleur off the back of my my porch there. I get, woo, he's skating for the Nordiques. No, it is a little bit slippery out there. Also, it looks, you know, some passing light snow, nothing, no accumulation, but, you know, and here's the good news. You want the good news? 58 on Sunday, Monday, and sunny, by the way. Monday, a chance of showers, but 63 degrees. It's going to warm up nicely. 67 on Tuesday, Wednesday back to 56. So not looking that bad out there. I hope you're having a good day out there. A lot to get to, of course, with this. This is the new, you know, the new gig, as we call it here. But I do want to make sure I also take a quick moment to once again thank you to the fine folks who have been sponsoring AM 950. We really do appreciate that. Of course, once again, it's very important that as we go through this election cycle, we do have a progressive, a Democratic-leaning voice out there. There isn't another one. And, I mean, I know the conservatives like to scream that, you know, this outlet is liberal and this one's liberal. No, the reality is no. The vast majority of media in this town is far-right conservative. And they look at someone who's neutral, like the public radio guys, and they call them liberals. And the reality is they're not, because they're actually neutral. But because their perspective is such a far-right stance, yeah, that's how they label them. We are truly the Democratic option here. We are the Democrats, the progressives, the left of this city. And to keep us on the air, we do appreciate people helping on out. We've had a lot of people like Joyce in Minnetonka, Valerie in Farmington, Amelia in Golden Valley, Joel in St. Paul, Chad in Minneapolis, Wendy in Minneapolis. Thank you very much to the people who have been helping us out. We really do appreciate it. If you'd like to find out how you can help out and help sponsor AM 950, just head on over to our webpage, am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. Find out how you can sponsor us. And we do, once again, we'll thank you on the air, and we do appreciate it. One thing I wanted to touch on from yesterday is there are some people who are somewhat upset with me. And I, to a point, I'm going to be fair, I think they do have, to a point, a right to be. And the reason why is yesterday I talked about my grocery run. And by the way, this is nothing new. This is the time Thursday mornings are the time I always did groceries pre-coronavirus and today. This is just the window I've created for myself. And I mentioned that, well, I found everything. And so it's a good time to go shopping. So that's what I said. Now, I probably should not have encouraged people to go right away when places are open. Because, you know, and some people are saying, well, some, you know, stores have special at first hour that they're open are supposed to be for the elderly or for first responders, doctors, nurses, people like that. And, you know, you try to give those people the opportunity, especially teachers as well. The people at daycare workers, people who are watching the kids of those nurses and doctors and first responders. So, you know, I don't want to give any impression that I violated one of those rules. No. When I went, the stores that I went to did not have special hours going on at that point for seniors or for someone from the medical field, okay? Let them have that time, all right? Now, that being said, it probably is not best to encourage people to go at a certain time. Here's my problem as a person, and you've probably experienced this a little bit yourself. How many times have I said, I'll say something to the effect of, oh, well, I have found blank this morning. Now, the minute I say that, my private Facebook page, my radio station Facebook page, my Twitter feed, my text messages, emails, I get phone calls. Where did you find it? When did you find it? And it brings up an interesting point because, you know, do I say nothing at all? The point of me being a host here is so I can share, you know, stories and ideas and thought processes and perspective. So I don't necessarily feel me never talking about stores does anyone any good, because it's something we're all going through at this point. We've all gone into a store and like, whoa, they don't have that. They don't have that. They don't have that. We are all going through this combined together. So, I'm going to talk about it. And I mean, I should I encourage people to go at a specific time? No, probably not. That's where I think the criticism of me, yeah, that's pretty fair. I probably was wrong by suggesting people go at that point. But I'm not going to shy away when someone says, where and when did you find this, from saying, well, I found it at this store at this time. I'm not going to shy away from that. And because, I mean, I'm not going to deceive them. I'm not going to tell them, oh, I was at this other store at this other time. And I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm not going to lie. I don't think that does any value to anyone either. And I get it. It's frustrating because, let's face it, the people who are critical of me, even though they have a fair point, and once again, repeating that, you hear this, Eric? They've got a fair point. I was probably not right to do that. But at the same time, the perspective they're having is their own, which is the times they've been frustrated. They've gone to a store. They can't find what they want. And so this idea of, here's this guy talking about, well, they had some stuff and he's talking about this. I mean, that does us all no good. I get that. But I'm not going to lie. I'm just not. I'm not going to lie to people if I say, hey, guess what? Found something today. And, I mean, I think that in this day and age, this is what people are talking about. I mean, does that make sense, Eric?
Yeah, it does. It sounds like people are kind of worried about you giving away their secret fishing spots.
I don't know. I don't know if it's so much that. I mean, I think the one guy that mentioned the subscription store, one of the big box ones, Costco or one of those, Sam's Club, he was talking about how they get pallets in each, multiple times in the day. And the worst time of the day is to go in the morning because they're all rude. But generally, if you go pretty much any time during the day, you're going to find what you need. And that's good to hear. It's just the people at the very beginning of the day are kind of rude. And that's good to hear. And I have no problem in sharing that, as you just heard me do again. I don't know what the stores look like at 8 o'clock at night because I don't go to the grocery store at 8 o'clock at night. I don't know what the grocery stores are like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm sitting here.
Well, I was talking with you about this yesterday, and all of my experiences at grocery stores, I usually go later in the night. Mm-hmm. I have not found a shortage of anything except for, hand cleaning products.
Stuff like that. Yeah, the hand sanitizer. Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I get what you're coming at. I should not encourage. You go when you go. If you go and there's not something there at that point, and you go back again the next week or the next day at the same time and it's not there, maybe rethink when you're going in or what store you're going to. But I don't have any problem in sharing this. I will take the criticism that I probably shouldn't have said go shopping in the morning, but at the same time, that's when I'm shopping. And so I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to not talk about it, and I'm not going to be deceiving. So that's I hope that works, okay? Because there is a lot of people that were bothered by me suggesting this. And so, no offense meant. That's just in telling you about my day. Speaking of telling about the day, at 5 o'clock, are you playing? You got Purple Rain from Prince? We're playing that?
Oh, I got it ready to go.
All right, beautiful. Well, we're just turning right into a music station at this point.
Yes, yeah. Are you going to be here dance for it?
No, I won't. I got you. Sorry. Well, dance to it. It's Purple Rain. What am I going to do? Like, pretend I'm dancing with someone and move around the room?
Yeah, Matt's interpretive dance hour.
No one wants that. No one wants that. The 50th anniversary of First Avenue. Many of the radio stations in town are airing Purple Rain at 5 o'clock. We are going to, too. So after Democracy Now!, they're going to fire off a Legal ID. If you hear Prince, don't be surprised. That's just the way it's going to be. All right. First Avenue, what's the best concert you ever saw at First Avenue, Eric?
Probably Death Grips at First Avenue.
Death Grips. When was this?
This is maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Do you remember what in your mind made it just stand out? If you care,
obviously the performance and the energy, but then just the atmosphere around it felt kind of like an encapsulated little universe. It was just the lighting. I don't know. It's very cool.
I've got a few that I remember distinctly. three particular ones. I'd gone a lot in earlier on to – I've caught a few of the replacement shows. I caught a few of the suburb shows. Husker Du was always one of those bands for me that was kind of the outside periphery. And I finally caught a show over there, and God, were they sensational. I just – of all the Minneapolis bands, I caught them at First Avenue once, and that was just so iconic Minnesota. Husker Du at First Ave, just brilliant. Just freaking brilliant. The Waterboys, I caught the Waterboys, the Irish band, there. And the guy, the concert was going so well. They had a shutdown time. I think it was like a Tuesday. They could not play music past a certain time. And Mike Scott, who's the lead singer of the band, literally he's seeing this crowd. I mean, you can tell they are loving it. This crowd, Minneapolis, was just tearing it up. And he looks back and is like, come on, let me keep playing. I want to play. He did go over a little bit. He was brilliant. That was a good show. But the best show I ever had over there was Black 47. They were also an Irish rock band, but they're out of the Bronx, New York. And they were brilliant. They were just brilliant. And not only were they fantastic, but then after the show, they came down into the crowd. And I ended up hanging out with those guys pretty much all night long, the guys from Black 47. It was brilliant. They were so much fun, real nice guys, just had a really good time. And, yeah, I would say of all of my favorite show I ever saw there was Black 47. It was just brilliant. So... 50th anniversary. 50th. I'm older than First Avenue. I was alive when they were calling it Uncle Sam's and they had disco nights.
It is weird seeing, pictures of First Avenue back when it was not First Avenue. Well, that's strange. It's like a dream.
Have you gone to the Minnesota Historical Society? Well, it's not open now, but when it does reopen, the First Avenue exhibit over there?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Excellent. Mm. Excellent. The great thing is to be reminded of all the bands that came through in the 80s. Holy cow, that place was just like the epicenter. And I try to tell people, as now the Arby's is gone in Uptown, and it's the gentrification of the Uptown area into and, the hipsters with their fake scarves and fake glasses and your organic honey. Stop it. Facial hair looks magnificent, Johnny Steampunk. Anyway, no, I try to explain to them there was a grittiness to this town in the mid-80s that was just brilliant. I mean, back then, Uptown was a little dicey. Lindale Lake was not even close to being coming back. Most of Lake Street was rough, was real rough. And it was pretty rough, actually, from Uptown into the downtown. And the downtown was a pit. The downtown was a pit. You are, when you can go back on outside, you go into downtown Minneapolis today. You go into the downtown. It has never been nicer than it is right now. Ever. Ever. When the town was starting off, it was rough. It wasn't very nice. It became a depository of lumberjack drunks that we had them all over the place. You should see some of the pictures of the old Nicollet Hotel and the little park they had out there in front of it and the amount of bottles that were there. Holy God. Just a pit. And then the big Skid Row project, which then turned half the downtown into freaking parking lots, and still no one wanted to come on downtown, even though there was convenient parking everywhere. And, the nicest thing that used to be on Nicollet Avenue is Schindler's. That's the only family-friendly thing that used to be on there. That in the gay 90s was down there. But, God, it was just a pit. It has never been nicer today. What I'll always remember is the First Avenue of those 80s was the First Avenue that I grew up with. And that was the First Avenue that the grittiness of this city was on just full freaking display. And people who did not get a chance to see the Replacements in Husker Du and the Suburbs at that point when they were coming through, you missed because that and Prince and the grittiness of Prince. My God, the man who was just the epitome of passionate, emotional music displayed in just brilliantly. Just the grittiness of this city was on full display at First Avenue. 50 years, I congratulate you out there, as that was a good run. That's a good run. So 5 o'clock this afternoon, we will play Purple Rain from Prince. 5 o'clock this afternoon. Make sure you're listening. AM 950, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday.
Finding the right lawyer is incredibly stressful. It can be tough to know even where to start. Don't just run an internet search for an attorney. Start with the Minnesota Lawyer Referral and Information Service, an enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They'll connect you with over 200 thoroughly vetted, qualified attorneys practicing in over 50 areas of law. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
The Park Tavern won't be having their Easter buffet, but you can still take advantage of the Park Tavern's great Easter family meal takeout option. That's correct. Get 3 pounds of maple glazed ham, 3 pounds of potatoes, 2 pounds of glazed carrots, and a rain check for an hour of family bowling, all for $34.95. Add an apple pie for only $9.95 more. Make your order by 6 p.m. on the 9th, and pickup will be available all day Saturday the 11th and until noon on Sunday the 12th. Call 952-929-6810 to order. Get your Easter family meal to go with a little help from the Park Tavern.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. I've been telling you about Snap Construction, the company AM950 trusts for all roofing and siding needs. Now that spring is here and summer is around the corner, now is a great time to find out why AM950 trusts Snap Construction. Ryan, the owner, and his team at Snap Construction have been great to work with, and they have enjoyed working with our listeners.
Hi, this is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners at AM950. What a great group of people and a great radio station. I personally want to thank all the listeners that we've had the opportunity to work with. At Snap Construction, we look forward to working with many more of you when it comes to your roofing, siding, windows, and insulation. Don't just take Chad's word for it. Google Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the Twin Cities Metro. We led this community with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate. Call today, 612-333-SNAP, 612-333-SNAP, or visit us online, snapconstruction.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show on your Friday. Gosh, it was nice to talk about something else. All right, let's get into it. Here's your Minnesota update for today as we are dealing with coronavirus. Before I get into this, one of the things I want to make sure I repeat is that Minnesota is doing this better than pretty much any other state at this point. It truly is. I don't want to make light of the cases we have. This is very hard. We got a big fight ahead of us. And I also do not want to necessarily, this is not about shaming other states that are having problems. But when you look at what Minnesota has been able to accomplish right now, I think we are the 33rd worst outbreak state in the nation. We have the 21st most population. So we already are beating the curve on that. But we have been gradually going down. And we've had states like Idaho and Kentucky and Missouri, states which were initially started off very much further behind us as far as amount of cases, move well ahead of us, showing that their states are having a hard time controlling this coronavirus. We have been doing a pretty good job. And it should be noted that, once again, there is a lot of people that need to be thanked. Governor Walz, for sure, at the top of the heap, has he's been exceptional, and he's the leadership that we absolutely need in this case. And once again, we are having pretty much it's not great. It's still a lot of bad news, but we're doing better than pretty much any other state in the nation right now. So Four more deaths in Minnesota have been linked to COVID-19, state officials said on Friday. The statewide count is now 22 deaths related to the coronavirus epidemic. The number of known COVID-19 cases increased by 47 from 742 to 789, according to the data posted this morning by the Minnesota Department of Health. The total of 86 people currently require hospitalization, up from 75 hospitalizations on Thursday, according to the health department. Patients in the ICU stood at 40, compared with 38 patients on Thursday. COVID-19 is a viral respiratory illness caused by the new coronavirus, surfaced last week. Since the first case reported in Minnesota March 6, a total of 156 people have now been hospitalized. That's up from 138. Many of the COVID-19 cases have mild or moderate illnesses, the health department says, and do not require a clinic visit. Let's make sure we keep that in mind, 80% or so. Public health officials have repeatedly stressed that the reported case count understates the number of Minnesotans who've been infected or sick, and the virus is thought to be circulating across much of the state, but limited testing supplies make it impossible to precisely document the spread. Numbers released Friday show there are now 410 patients in the state who no longer need to be in isolation, up from 373 patients on Thursday. How about more good news? More than half the people who have been diagnosed with coronavirus, more than half have gotten through it. There you go. Positivity. The approximate number of tests completed now stands at 24,227. That's up from 22,394 on Thursday. The number of Minnesota counties with known cases held steady at 56. I will say this. They've got it now all the way up on the very northern tier of Minnesota. So pretty much now every part of the state is seeing, you know, some level of this. And so this is not an urban problem. This is not a rural problem. This is a Minnesota problem. Let's remember that. More than 300 people confirmed cases are aged 20 to 44. More than 300 cases people are confirmed are ages well in that age group. While 45 to 64 year olds make up the second largest age cohort with 248 known cases among people aged 65 and older, there have been 154 confirmed cases, the state says. The age range for all the three cases held steady at between 4 months and 104 years. According to the health department, the age range holds steady for three other categories: hospitalized cases, ICU cases, and deaths as well. Once again, most of the people who are dying in Minnesota are in those older age groups. This is why the whole thing about, you know, social distancing is so important. It might not be about the 25-year-old, although 25-year-olds are dying. 35-year-olds are dying. 41-year-olds are dying. It is dangerous for everyone, but it is specifically dangerous for the elderly. And so you basically getting it and then passing it off to grandma or grandpa is not a good idea. So health department says the likely exposure for nearly one-third of the state's known cases is community transmission, followed by known exposure in the case and international travel. Seven inmates at Minnesota's Moose Lake Prison have tested positive for COVID-19, according to the Department of Corrections. Across the state's 11 prisons, a total of 32 inmates have been tested. Of those, 21 have been confirmed negative, and four are still awaiting results. The first inmate at Moose Lake tested positive on March 30th, along with a staff member from the Red Wing Prison. Since then, one inmate from Red Wing was tested and confirmed negative. Eight inmates have been tested at Moose Lake. Other facilities with inmates who have been tested include St. Cloud, Lino Lake, Stillwater, Oak Park Heights, Shakopee, Faribault. According to the Minnesota Department of Corrections, 2 days after the first inmate at Moose Lake tested positive for COVID-19, they started distributing reusable cotton masks to facilities in Moose Lake and Willow River. Surgical-style barrier masks were distributed to the remainder of the staff and inmates on April 2nd. Inside the prison, wardens are implementing modified schedules to allow for social distancing. This includes changing schedules for phone access, recreation, education, and therapeutic programming. By the way, one of the things that's really interesting is there's a lot of people in prison right now, people who have been convicted of crimes that are in jail, who have no problem with this social distancing because they can see that if it starts going through a prison, that it's not going to stop. So that's one of the things that's been really interesting, is that you've seen actually the prisoners themselves kind of welcome these you know, new rules, because they don't want I think they kind of understand there's not going to be a lot of people rushing to try to get them the needed medical supplies as opposed to people who are not in the prison. And that's, I think that's a stolen cold reality that we have to accept, is the fact that there's a lot of people who are, I'm already imagine in many places in this country, people have said, well, do they have medical supplies at the prison? We'll take them from them. And that's, yeah. So I think there, you know, these people that have this job to try to limit this, that's a very tough one. All my best that to what's going on in there. There's also been some decisions here. Minneapolis Park and Rec Board is closing all public beaches and pools for the entire summer, canceling summer recreation programs and team sports that do not allow social distancing, shuttering all of its buildings until further notice to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Folks, as much as some people want to get upset, and I'll get to one specific person here in just a moment, but as much as some people want to get upset about this, this is the reality. I think we are going to be wildly lucky if the kids who graduate from college this year can start college in September and not be doing it from home. I think we are going to be wildly lucky if we can do that. I don't think we are. I honestly feel as if our best case scenario right now, and I'm dead serious when I say this, is probably going to talking about when I, and I'm talking about a large college coming back and convening, not necessarily restaurants or something like that, which I could see coming back a lot earlier, but a large college like that, I'm going to guess it's going to be probably around the Christmas holiday would be about the earliest for something like that. The risk is too great unless you could come up with some sort of vaccine.
Yeah, an entire dorm. No, that would just run.
Frat house, sorority, yeah, entire class, large lecture hall, football game, hockey game. Come on. I mean, it's just – I just think that large gathering of people in a confined space like a university starting back up, I'm not sure if that's going to happen anytime soon. So as people want to get upset with the Minneapolis Park and Rec Board, I think this was only inevitable. This decision was inevitable.
It is a bummer, though. I knew the events were canceled, but the beaches?
Yeah. In announcing closures Tuesday night, the park board noted, it's clear the social distancing will be part of Minnesota for many months to come. The board said it based its decisions on data and guidance from Governor Walz and Minnesota Department of Health. Based on the governor's forecast and concern for the health and safety of park and visitors and employees, the Minneapolis Park and Rec Board is bracing for a future that drastically changes services and programs this spring and summer. The closures extend to park restrooms, drinking fountains, and aquatic facilities. Once again, this is the decision, though. As much as they're taking the advice of the governor, this was the decision by Minneapolis Park Board. City Park and Trails will remain open, as will playgrounds, parkways, dog parks, athletic fields, and courts. Golf courses will open if Governor Walz allows it. I've already said I don't see a reason. There's a way to do the golf courses to where you're not going to have a problem.
Yeah, that seems like the least...
Yeah, exactly. You just got to tell the four. Well, there are already people playing tennis. The tennis nets are up in a lot of places. So I don't have a problem with tennis. I don't have a problem with golf. I mean, I think you should make sure that those are available. You do golf this way. They pay online. There's just one person. They stay 6 feet away from them. Check in with them. Just tell the foursome no carts and no caddies. You got to do it all yourself. You got to carry it yourself. But off you go. Some other things canceled. Rock the Garden has officially been canceled by the Walker Arts Center. That's bummed. The WNBA has also announced that they, and understandably, are going to be postponing the beginning of their season. With growing uncertainty around COVID-19, Twin Cities Pride organizers have made the decision to postpone 2020's Twin Cities Pride celebrations in June, including the Pride Festival and the Pride Parade. A Facebook post stated, each year Twin Cities Pride usually takes over Loring Park for a two-day happening featuring live music and performances, family events, organization tabling, a beer garden, and sporting events. This year, the Rainbow will have to go virtual as the main event is taking a break until the county figures out what's going on with COVID-19. The Guthrie is canceling the remainder of its 2019-2020 season. This includes Emma, Cabaret, and pretty much everything else. I was looking forward. I had tickets to Cabaret. As of now, the new season should open with Noel Coward's Private Lives in mid-September. So hopefully, this is the new reality. Although some people just don't want to accept it. I'll come back to that in just a mere moment. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Reminder, I'll be doing some dancing a little bit later on. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
The Park Tavern won't be having their Easter buffet, but you can still take advantage of the Park Tavern's great Easter family meal takeout option. That's correct. Get 3 pounds of maple glazed ham, 3 pounds of potatoes, 2 pounds of glazed carrots, and a rain check for an hour of family bowling, all for $34.95. Add an apple pie for only $9.95 more. Make your order by 6 p.m. on the 9th, and pickup will be available all day Saturday the 11th and until noon on Sunday the 12th. Call 952-929-6810 to order. Get your Easter family meal to go with a little help from the Park Tavern.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Rudy Luther Toyota is caught up in the coronavirus just like the rest of us, but they also understand many people still need their vehicle running smoothly. Rudy Luther Toyota has their service department open for business, but don't worry. They have the social distancing requirement down. They're working with a reduced staff who are constantly sanitizing and cleaning all touch points as they go. Feel free to use the outside vehicle drop-off, and you can pay remotely to limit exposure. And, of course, you get Rudy Luther's top-notch guaranteed service. We'll get through this together. For social distancing with a smile, it's Rudy Luther Toyota on 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
If you're looking to save money on your home or building improvement project, check out Better Futures Minnesota's reuse retail warehouse in South Minneapolis. We carry salvaged building materials such as cabinetry, flooring, plumbing fixtures, appliances, lighting, and more, saving you money and saving the planet by keeping these items out of the landfill, by giving them another life. Selections change daily, and we also take donations. Go to betterfuturesminnesota.com and look under Reuse Warehouse to learn more. Let us know AM 950 sent you.
And not only Nightingale, but Cafe Latte, Great Wall, as well as Hazel's Northeast, all participating. And I love this, Park Tavern. They've been doing takeout orders there. Obviously, bowling alleys were specifically closed, and their restaurant areas are closed down. But they have food to go. They got a great to-go menu. It's very delicious. They as well also sadly have to announce that for the first time in 30 years, they're not going to have their Easter buffet. And so what they're doing is you can still take advantage of the Park Tavern's great Easter family meal takeout option. 3 pounds of maple glazed ham, 3 pounds of rosemary Parmesan potatoes, 2 pounds of glazed carrots, and a rain check for an hour of family bowling when this all gets back to normal. $34.95. You can add a pie, a whole pie, for $9.95 more, but you need to make your order by 6 p.m. on the 9th. That's next Thursday, 6 p.m. on the 9th, and then pickup will be available all day on Saturday as well as until noon on Sunday. ParkTavern.net, ParkTavern.net. That's where you need to go to get more information about that. 952-946-6205. Robert Pilot, of course, he a fan of the show and, of course, a great radio host himself. He says he was at First Avenue when it was Sam's. How in the hell does he look so much better than me? I mean, what the hell happened to me, man? How in the world did I get the portrait of Dorian Gray thing going on here, man? Ugh. It's like, you know, I look at Robert Pilot. He looks younger than me, for God's sakes. I look like they just opened the Ark and they're peeling away my skin. I'm melting guy. I guess I chose not wisely. Also, by the way, we get one of our listeners watching on the Facebook thing mentioning that she feels as if golfing is a bad idea because the foursome doesn't stay apart from each other. I mean, if you guys want to do that, the golf courses be open, you're going to have to make some accommodations. Now, if the only reason you golf is to drink, well, then just stay at home and drink, okay? If you're there to golf, if you want to golf, well, go golf.
Yeah, I assume that the people having the golf outing were already going to be in interaction with each other.
Well, so they'll be interacting with each other, but they can do it from a distance. You know, it's you know, get the Rodney Dangerfield back from Caddyshack, where you got the full bar in there. There you go. Knock yourself. You don't need them. You don't need them. Barney is kind enough to hold. Barney is joining us from St. Paul. Welcome on in, Barney.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm big on ridiculing my enemies. And I remember, now, Trump likes to call people names. It's snake this, snake that, Sleepy Joe and all that thing. So I've been thinking for a long time about a name for him. And then I remembered Mike Myers in the Austin Powers movie. And a character he played in a fat suit that was incredibly gross and realistic and disgusting. Not to fat shame anybody, but that was terrible. And he played a character called Fat Bastard.
Yes.
And I want to call Trump from now on not either the occupant or Fat Bastard in the White House.
I just cut the middleman on. Just jackass. He's a jackass.
Well, it's such a disgusting image. And to nail the image improperly.
Well, okay. I know, Barney, I don't need to go relive Austin Powers movies. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. If you haven't seen the high-class Austin Power moments he's returning to with Fat Bastard. Okay. So, some people are not happy with Minneapolis Park Board. Some people see it for what it really is. The grand communist takeover. What? That we've all been expecting. Wait a minute. Okay, communist?
Yeah, the park board, Matt. Yeah,
it's the Minneapolis Park Board, Matt. Come on, people. Okay. Jennifer Carnahan, who is, for at least the next few hours, the head of the Minnesota GOP, when she heard the Minneapolis Park Board making the decision to close down their parks and beaches, she'd had enough. First, they came for my inflatable waist belt, and I said nothing. Then they took my beach frisbee, and I also remained quiet. Here's Jennifer. This is her tweet once discovering the great injustice. Was it necessary for Minneapolis to close the beaches for the summer in early April? Much can unfold, change, and transpire between now and then. The Democrats have turned coronavirus into an excuse for extreme communist takeover. Wake up, people. A friend of mine, Steve, has replied to her, the first thing Lenin did was close the beaches. Look it up, sheeple. Oh. Okay, let's break down this little nugget. First of all, Jennifer Carnahan, I believe, lives in St. Louis Park. I believe. I mean, wasn't that the big thing that her husband, whether her husband or not, lives with her in St. Louis Park, which, by the way, is out of the Minnesota First District. Spoiler alert. But they had a place. I don't know if they've officially moved yet. I know they're in the process of moving, or they're trying to sell it. But they live in St. Louis Park. They don't live in Minneapolis. So why she's so furious at the Minneapolis Park and Rec Board, I guarantee you there's going to be plenty of lakes still open for swimming in Minnesota come summertime. Was it necessary for Minneapolis to close the beaches in the summer? I think that if you're going to do this, and it's coming pretty apparent that we are not stopping the cases are continuing, and yeah, I would rather have the Minneapolis Parks Board come back to me in July and say, good news, we're reopening the beaches, versus wait and wait and wait and hire lifeguards and staff and hire all these people, get them all set to go, and then at the last second cancel everything out. I think, as a matter of fact, if you think about it, Jenny, you would think about it for a quick second. This is actually the more responsible way to do it. So that you don't have people who don't try to go get another job or something like that. That they're thinking that, because you're going to have lifeguards and all that stuff, right? Much can unfold, change, and transpire between now and then. Once again, you're right. Jennifer, you are right. But I would rather have us loosen the regulations at that point. And by the way, a minor sacrifice, you troglodyte, a minor sacrifice in this day and age of coronavirus. I wish I could only see Jennifer Carnahan once get just one-tenth as mad at Trump's mismanagement of this entire debacle as she is about a Minneapolis beach being closed. I'd love for you to get mad, not at the Minneapolis Park Board, whose actions, to my knowledge, haven't killed thousands of people. But the mismanagement of this White House has undoubtedly led to people dying, and probably thousands at this point. I'd love to see you once, Jennifer, get mad at that. But no, okay, you can't get your sunbathing on. Oh, gee willikers. Well, at least not on a beach. You can still do it at your house. You can still do it in your yard. Then there is this. The Democrats have turned coronavirus into an excuse for extreme communist control. Seriously, did you actually go to a political science school? Do you really think closing beaches because of a health problem is communism? Really? I mean, seriously, I am actually that is the wildest part of this whole thing. She thinks communism is closing a public beach.
Communism is when the government does stuff you don't like.
That when they force you to go to said beach and swim. Communism. Jennifer. Jenny on the block. Listen up. All right. I get it. Your natural state is screaming at Democrats. I get it. But you, well, besides you and Gazelka and Jason Lewis, the three-headed clown car that's running around the state on the right, the rest of your Republican Party has done a pretty damn good job realizing that if we don't pump the brakes hard on coronavirus, we are going to have a lot of dead people. I do not want to be Florida, where they kept beaches open because we're going to pretend it's really not that bad. Heck, DeSantis never even screamed communism when they're talking about shutting down the beaches. Here you are. Your state is managing this. And for God's sakes, your husband has stage 4 cancer. If anything, I think you would appreciate the fact that Governor Walz and the DFL and many members of the Minnesota GOP have successfully come together to keep us safe in Minnesota, or safer than other places. But instead, you just can't help yourselves. God! It's not communism. It's not communist. It's not Marxist. It's not socialism to shut down the beach because of a health concern. But I'll let you, tell me, do you really think it's the good idea, Jennifer, to keep all these people hiring people, bringing people on in, and get all these people to where it's a week before they're going to open the beach and then tell them? And you know, you guys need to stop learning. You guys need to stop complaining about being successful. Can I just say that? Stop complaining about being successful. Governor Walz has done a pretty damn good job. And I get it. It might not help your case to try to win back the governor's mansion in 2022. But there are a lot of Republicans who are stepping up who are also doing the right thing. Focus on saving the human beings first. Save your pettiness for later. I just don't know how in the world you're looking at any of this right now and just trying your hardest to turn this into some grand outrage. And plus the fact that, let's just be honest, Jennifer, the people that you're trying to talk to with this tweet would never go to a park in Minneapolis in the first place. T- terrified, twitchy white people out in rural Minnesota, terrified of the inner city, but you scream communism, and they're, here, it's communism. They shut down the beaches to keep everybody safe. How dare they? Just stop, Jenny. Jen. Jay. Whatever. Stop it. Be safe. Give your husband a nice hug. I want Jim Hagedorn to survive this. I do. And I want you to survive this. And I want everyone to survive this. Please remember that, Jennifer. And it's not communist. And if you just don't like it, don't just label something communist. I mean, is that what's like, they put mustard on my hamburger. Communist! You trim the shrubs too short. Marxism! Is that really what you do? You're weird. Gary is in Minneapolis. Let's get Gary in here before the end of the show. Welcome in, Gary Bear.
Hi, Matt. Good to talk to you. Hey, I don't know what they call Russia anymore. It's not the Soviet Union anymore, but it's all paradise. It's their leader, their fearless leader, Trump, that's in cahoots with Putin and Russia.
Well, yes, and they definitely are in cahoots. Although I will say this, it sounds like Russia is really getting hammered with coronavirus right now.
Yeah, a lot of places are. They say, I was listening to Hartman today, down south in some of them states where the churches are open and they ain't locked down, some of them hardly at all.
Yeah. No, Gary, yeah, thanks. So thanks, Gary. I appreciate the phone call. I'm getting closer to the end of the show. No, it is a... There is a reason why states who had, when we hit our first, our 100th case in Minnesota of coronavirus, they were in the 10s and 20s as far as cases. They now have hundreds more than us. And, you know, at the end of the day, just remember this. A lot of those people will convince themselves the reason why they got sick wasn't because they didn't keep social distancing and didn't listen to the advice of doctors, but it was those damn Democrats. Those damn Democrats. They did this to us. Just prepare yourself for it. Just prepare yourself for it. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all-energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend featuring John Kruth, a musician, writer, cool cat beatnik on the phone from Los Angeles. Really a fun interview. It's going to bring some light into your home via the radio. Wall of Power Radio Hour every Saturday night on AM 950 at 6 p.m. Hope everybody's staying strong and positive out there. We're going to get through this, and remember to wash your hands.
The Park Tavern won't be having their Easter buffet, but you can still take advantage of the Park Tavern's great Easter family meal takeout option. That's correct. Get 3 pounds of maple glazed ham, 3 pounds of potatoes, 2 pounds of glazed carrots, and a rain check for an hour of family bowling, all for $34.95. Add an apple pie for only $9.95 more. Make your order by 6 p.m. on the 9th, and pickup will be available all day Saturday the 11th and until noon on Sunday the 12th. Call 952-929-6810 to order. Get your Easter family meal to go with a little help from the Park Tavern.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Do you want to hear the most outrageous defense of Trump from a righto I've heard in a long time?
I do.
Oh, God. Now, there is delusional, and then there is, I mean, seriously, what in the world are you smoking? Guy on Twitter today suggested that the reason why Trump's entire response has been so bungled is because Nancy Pelosi ripped up his game plan during the State of the Union address.
That was the only one.
That was the one copy of the
I forgot it.
And she, right in front of our faces, she did this. That was apparently the one copy of Trump's entire response was in Nancy Pelosi's. Why did Pence let her have that?
Oh, man. What a master political move.
Just absolutely screeching Trump. It all was Nancy's fault. Pelosi.
Well, you can't blame Trump now.
Well, you can't.
His plan was ripped up.
It was right there. It was the one plan they had. They were going to send Jared on out to Kinko's, and they next thing you know, it's time for the speech. Where'd it go? Oh, my God, Nancy's got it. She ripped up the plan. I guess we're going to just have to have a pandemic. That was it. That was the whole thing. Wow. Bravo. You are smoking something. All right. Speaking of which, Bob Marley. Let's have a good weekend, everyone. I'm going to go back to Bob Marley. A lot of people are requesting the Three Little Birds once again, so we're going to go back to that. Keep your mind about you. Keep your wits about you. We'll get through this together. It's going to be nice weather by the end of the week. And you know what? I know it's going to be hard, but, you know, we'll get through this together, okay? Have a good weekend. Until Monday. See ya.